the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast where I want to talk about being betrayed but not being swayed. Yeah, that's true. Betrayed but not swayed. Listen to Proverbs 16:3. The New Living Translation, which I like to preach from, says it this way: commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Let me read it one more time. That's worth it. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. A lot of times in my life, I make plans, I commit them to God, but they still don't succeed. Not the way we expected, at least, or at least the way I expected. You know, it's interesting that when we do these things, often we like for things to just be planned well, or like me, you like spontaneity. But often when we plan, what'll happen is we'll build a plan and we'll say, "Hey, God, would you bless them?" rather than getting the Lord involved in the plan. I mean, a friend of mine wrote a book called Plan B. And you know what I've learned? That a lot of times my plan A start off in a way that I just want God to bless my plan. Friend, today, here's what I would invite you to do. To commit your plans to the Lord means that you surrender them. To surrender them means that you don't hold on to every way in which they're done or every outcome, but you can trust God with each of those outcomes. I wonder what it is that you're holding on to today. Think of a time maybe you experienced this radical, weird, devastating change in plans. How are you able to see God's hand in it? Have you ever felt betrayed by the promise of God? In what way maybe did you see success where the world might have seen failure? I can't tell you how many times that God's gotten a hold of my plans, redirected them, and then when I look back, I thought, wow, God, without that, I don't know if I could have experienced your blessing by simply asking you to bless my plan. Today, surrender. Commit your plans unto the Lord. And when you do, I think what you'll discover is that you can trust Him and your plans will succeed. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.